My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. If snow be white, why then her breasts are dun. If hairs be wires, black wires grow on her head. I have seen roses demasked, red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes there is more delight than in the breath from which my mistress reeks. I love to hear her speak, yet well I know that music hath a far more pleasing sound. I grant I never saw a goddess go. My mistress, when she walks, treads on the ground. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with false compare. Thou art as tyrannous, so as thou art, as those whose beauties proudly make them cruel. For well thou knowest, to my dear doting heart, thou art the fairest and most precious jewel. Yet in good faith, some say that thee behold, thy faith hath not the power to make love groan. To say they err, I dare not be so bold, although I swear it to myself alone. And to be sure that is not false, I swear a thousand groans, but thinking of thy face, one on another's neck do witness bear, thy black is fairest in my judgment's place. In nothing art thou black, save in thy deeds. And thence this slander, as I think, proceeds. Thine eyes I love, and they, as pitying me, knowing thy heart torment me with disdain, have put on black, and loving mourners be, looking with pretty ruth upon my pain. And truly, not the morning sun of heaven better becomes the grey cheeks of the east, nor that full star that ushers in the even doth half that glory to the sober west. As those two morning eyes become thy face, oh, let it then as well beseem thy heart to mourn for me, since morning doth thee grace and suit thy pity like in every part. Then will I swear beauty herself is black, and all they foul that thy complexion lack. Beshrew that heart which makes my heart to groan, for that deep wound it gives my friend and me is not enough to torture me alone, but slave to slavery my sweetest friend must be. Me from myself thy cruel eye hast taken, and my next self thou harder hast engrossed. Of him, myself, and thee I am forsaken, a torment thrice threefold thus to be crossed. Prison my heart in thy steel bosom's ward, but then my friend's heart left me poor heart bail. Whoe'er keeps me, let my heart be his guard. Thou canst not use rigour in my jail, and yet thou wilt, for I, being pent in thee, perforce am thine, and all that is in me. And so I have confessed that he is thine, and I myself am mortgaged to thy will. Myself I'll forfeit, so that other mine thou wilt restore to be my comfort still. But thou wilt not, nor he will not be free, for thou art covetous, and he is kind. He learnt but surety like to write for me, under that bond that him as fast doth bind. The statute of thy beauty thou wilt take, that usurer that puttest forth all to use, and sue a friend came debtor for my sake, so him I lose through my unkind abuse. Him have I lost, thou hast both him and me, he pays the whole, and yet am I not free. Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot, and will in overplus. More than enough I am that vex thee still to thy sweet will, making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will in others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance shine? The sea all water yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine, to make thine large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will. If thy soul check thee that I come so near, swear to thy blind soul that I was thy will, and will thy soul knows is admitted there. Thus fair for love my love suit sweet fulfill. Will fulfill the treasure of thy love, I fill it full with wills, and my will won. In things of great receipt with ease we prove, among a number one is reckoned none. Then in the number let me pass untold, though in thy store's account I one must be, for nothing hold me, so it please thee hold, that nothing me a something sweet to thee. Make but my name thy love, and love that still, and then thou lovest me, for my name is Will. Thou blind fool, love, what dost thou to mine eyes, that they behold and see not what they see? They know what beauty is, see where it lies, yet what the best is, take the worst to be. If eyes corrupt by overpartial looks be anchored in the bay where all men ride, why of eyes falsehood hast thou forged hooks whereto the judgment of my heart is tied? Why should my heart think that a several plot, which my heart knows the wide world's commonplace, or mine eyes seeing this say this is not, to put fair truth upon so foul a face? In things right true my heart and eyes have erred, and to this false plague they are now transferred. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies, that she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's four subtleties, thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best. Simply I credit her false-speaking tongue, on both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust, and wherefore say not I that I am old? O, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore I lie with her and she with me, and in our faults by lies we flattered be. O, call not me to justify the wrong that thy unkindness lays upon my heart. Wound me not with thine eye, but with thy tongue. Use power with power, and slay me not by art. Tell me thou lovest elsewhere, but in my sight, dear heart, forbear to glance thine eye aside. What needst thou wound with cunning when thy might is more than my oppressed defence can bide? Let me excuse thee, ah, my love well knows her pretty looks have been mine enemies, and therefore from my face she turns my foes, that they elsewhere might dart their injuries. Yet do not so, but since I am near slain, kill me outright with looks and rid my pain.